Ethel Smyth was an English composer who lived from 1858 to 1944. She was one of the most original figures of British music history, attaining international recognition as an opera composer at a time when women were still considered amateur musicians. In 1903, she conducted her opera Der Wald at the Metropolitan Opera in New York, the first opera by a woman to be performed there. Her early education, with private tutors followed by boarding school, was typical of the upbringing of the upper-middle-class Victorian lady. When she was 19, with the grudging consent of her parents, she entered the Leipzig Conservatory as a composition student. After 1 year, dissatisfied with the low standards there, she left and took private lessons with Austrian composer Heinrich Herzogenberg. Through him, she gained entrance into the musical circle of Brahms and Clara Schumann. She also met Grieg, Dvorak, and Tchaikovsky, all students at the conservatory. One of her apprentice works included the string quintet we're about to hear, which was composed when she was 25. With Herzogenberg's wife, Liesel, Ethel formed the first and one of the deepest of a series of often passionate attachments to other women, who included such disparate personalities as Mrs. Pankhurst, the suffragette leader, Mrs. Benson, the wife of the Archbishop of Canterbury, Lady Ponsonby, wife of Queen Victoria's private secretary, Edith Somerville, the Irish writer, and the novelist Virginia Woolf. After her lessons with Herzogenberg, Smyth continued to study orchestration on her own, and the rest of her career included many orchestral, choral, and operatic works on a grand scale. Around 1913, after composing her fourth opera, she realized that she was gradually going deaf. Despite this hardship, she composed two more operas and several other major works. Ethel Smyth was a nonconformist with a strong will who participated actively in the suffragist movement in England between 1910 and 1912 and even served 2 months in Holloway Prison for smashing the window of a cabinet minister. She composed March of the Women, which was the anthem of the women's suffrage movement in England and was sung at meetings, in the streets, and even in prison. Ethel also devoted much time to sports and games. She hunted, she climbed mountains, she played golf in the Egyptian desert, and she rode a bicycle before most women did. When World War I put an end to performances of her works, she embarked upon a second career as a writer. She wrote 10 books, mostly of an autobiographical nature, and many essays championing equal rights for women musicians. And now, Ethel Smyth's String Quintet, Opus 1, performed by the Fanny Mendelssohn Quartet and Joanna Varner as the second cellist. It's in 5 movements.